Star Trek. We're going back to Star Trek. I know it's your favorite. What about, I think I know the answer here, but I think I'm going to ask, there's a machine intelligence that, but it's also mixed with biology. It's the Borg. They're a collective intelligence. They have, one of the better Star Trek movies, I would argue, First Contact, we meet the Borg Queen. So they're kind of hive-like. She gets, part of her body gets, taken away from the other part of her body, and she continues to function, without her legs and stuff, because she's so robotic. She's so cybernetic. But are the Borg robots?
But the Borg's whole deal is, collective consciousness, right? You'll be incorporated into
the hive mind, basically. The
right.
Collective.
So
yes.
Even if they were 100% mechanical, the fact that they're a hive mind, it'd be difficult to sell any individual one of them as a robot, and it'd be difficult to sell the collective as a robot, because they just don't present that way. They're all bits and pieces that go off in different directions and act independently. It's more like the droids in the prequels or something, where they have a control ship. But anyway, whole point, that's moot, because they're all, they take
biological.
These fleshy things and they shove mechanical crap on them. I mean, that's their whole thing. It's the whole sort of body horror,
you are a person,
but then you get incorporated into the thing and we shove metal stuff on you, and Patrick Stewart's got a big red eye thing,
mm-hmm.
and the Borg Queen is a lady with latex on her head.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I'm saying the Borgs are even cyborgs. It's like almost they're using the fleshy parts as to animate and to have sort of agency in the world. But it just seems like a malevolent AI with a series of puppets that may or may not include fleshy things that may or may not still be independent humans inside there if they're an important enough character and we need them for future movies.
Yeah, I think it actually reminds me of the Ancillary Justice AI, which we talked about in an earlier episode, where it's using biological stuff. It's using implants in brains, and so it's also using the materials of the brains, and so you could maybe make an argument that it's an AI that uses biological material. What is that? Well, I'm not sure we even have a word for that. It's an artificial intelligence inside a biological item. Is that a cyborg at all, or is that just some sort of new biological intelligence? But I did have one little tangent here, which is, if the Borg were robots, not cyborgs, and they were all individual intelligences inside their own mind, but all interlinked together, forming like an ant hill or a beehive, forming a collective consciousness out of the individual robot brains, but without a centralized anything. It's all just or there's a robot queen, if you want to think of it that way. What are they? I assume that they are a hive of robots then, that even though they've got this kind of gestalt behavior that maybe emerges from the individual robots being interlinked, but if they're metal bodies and they all have brains that are metal brains and they're all interlinked and talking, and that forms kind of this higher level of consciousness, I would think that they're still robots.
Use that term hive, and we usually compare them to insects. And in the insect examples, they are all independent. They communicate with pheromones and hand gestures and wiggling their little antennae or whatever it is that they're doing, right? But no one is thinking that an individual ant is not an independent entity. And you can prove that by taking that ant out of the hive and just putting it in a little gas jar and bringing it miles away and watching it do stuff and watching the rest of the collective have no idea that they are independent. So when we say hive, if you imagine them as or a flock of birds or whatever, they're all independent and they're all executing their own individual set of words. And just because they can communicate with the other ones, even if that communication is through Wi-Fi or whatever, some sort of wireless thing, doesn't make them no longer independent. Where you lose your independence is where the individuals are nothing. And there is no, if an individual was to go off and get killed, it would be like a skin cell flaking off. You wouldn't care. The skin cell doesn't care.
Right.
But, or like you said, if there's a central control thing and really these are just puppets of one master technology and there's not much intelligence in them. So if they are a true hive in the insect sense of the world, then yeah, they could be independent individual robots if they were no biological stuff, and even if there was emergent behavior of the group, and even if the group communicates, and even if the group communicates over long distances and shares lots of information over long distances, that could be a robot. A robot hive is a thing that could exist.
Right. So there were individual robots, and then there's a hive mind. And the hive mind isn't a robot. It's a hive mind, but it's made up of robots.
Well, I wouldn't call it the hive mind. Once you say hive mind, I think that there is a central sort of that there is an executive.
I don't know if
using
that's the case.
I'm thinking more of it as emergent behavior, like flocks of birds, where you wouldn't say that a flock of birds has a hive mind, because you're giving a name to a thing that isn't there. The whole point of emergent behavior is that there is no place in which this behavior resides. It just emerges out of the simple set of rules and the communication patterns of the group.
Huh. Okay. Okay. But if there was a hive mind of robots, it's still, if it's made up of the interlinked minds of individual robots...
Maybe, like, but again, you have to have a seat for the hive mind. Where does the hive mind exist? If it's truly emergent, it doesn't exist anywhere.
Yeah, it's in all of them. It's because they're all connected, so it's using the memory and processing power of all of the robot minds.
But what is using the memory and processing? Like I'm saying, you have to draw a distinction between simple emergent behavior.
Our brains are like that, though. Our brains, we have the individual brain cells, but they all work together, and some of them specialize. And you know, you could let's say that that's what's happening.
I know, but you wouldn't say our brain has a hive mind in it.
Well, that's true. You're right. You'd say our brain has brain cells. So the robot would be the robot. They'd all be robots, and then there might be a mind. But either way, it wouldn't be a robot.
Yeah.
I think we've learned a lot.
Robot or not.